Roomie?
Yeah, bestie.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know what we'd do without you.
Be careful what you wish for. You don't know what I'm going to do with the two of you either.
It's just that you could have said no. He's been so obnoxious ever since you moved in. Knowing you're into girls. Knowing you and I used to every time he gets the tiniest drop of booze in him, he just starts hinting at us, pestering us, begging us to kiss like this.
Your boyfriend is certainly impertinent. I'm used to it, though. All my guy friends wanting to watch. Begging me to put on a show like this with my latest side piece. Which isn't to say that excuses his behavior, drunk or not. But I do have a soft spot for your man. After all, you're my bestie. And he, well, he's a friend too. And he's been so good to you these last few years. So loving. So supportive.
But he's just so obvious. Such a typical guy sometimes. Such a total fucking perv.
It's not all his fault, though. He's been conditioned this way. The sight of two hot girls digging into each other. He can't help but respond to it. He's been trained to. And knowing you and I used to... Well, he can't help but picture us doing this.
Yeah, but acting like he's entitled to it.
Well, that's why I laid out certain conditions.
Oh my god, the sight of him in that chastity cage.
Stripped bare ass naked for us. Arm his knees like a good little boy. Like a good little slave. Thighs and calves all taped together so he can't stand up.
His hands all taped up too, lashed to that bedpost.
Same peeking over the footboard. watching us make out from all the way down there.
Oh, God. With that one little strip covering his mouth. Oh, fuck. All that whimpering down there. Oh, it makes me feel so fucking hot.
I love how he can't keep still. See how he keeps scooting around like a crab in a cage?
All that energy.
All that excitement. And no way to discharge it. To be rid of it. Except maybe if he just squirms some more.
If he squirms hard enough.
If he squirms long enough.
Maybe it'll let up.
But I don't think it will.
Please kiss me harder.
We're making him wait for it. I'm making both of you wait for it. I know how you like it. Remember when we were dormies? All those hours I spent teasing you? Building you up? Working you up? Until you let me do anything to you. As long as I did something.
Oh, fuck.
That poor little guy down there. He just doesn't know you like I do. I had to laugh when you told me how he's been harboring all these femdom fantasies. How he asked you, begged you, pleaded with you to take charge. Boss him around. Tease him. Yeah. Smack him. And treat him rough.
I tried. I really, really tried.
Oh, I know you did, baby. You always did what I asked of you to. And that's just it. He doesn't just know what a submissive you are at heart. Oh, it's really kind of sweet. He just loves you too much to ever treat you like a whore. To just fuck you and use you and make you do the nastiest things the way I used to. Oh, it's okay. I'm here now. I can make you both happy.
Thank God you moved in.
Thank God I couldn't afford a place on my own. Here, why don't you be a good girl and part those pretty lips for me? And now take these two fingers. Good girl. And now Show me how you'd like to tease that poor little cock of his if it wasn't all locked up for the night. Good girl. Such a good girl. Oh, that's it. Don't be afraid to look him in the eye. See how much he's enjoying this? You see how much he's sweating? Oh, you're doing such a good job. Don't worry. I'm going to train both of you. I'm going to train him how to be the perfect slave for you. And I'm going to train you how to be the mistress you want to be. That's why I chose chastity for him. Crops and whips and chains can be fun, but you don't have to go all out like that to truly own that little bitch you call a boyfriend. No. Boots and corsets are never your style. You're more the cute PJs and pretty underwear type. Like these matching crop tops we bought for just the occasion. Just your basic short sleeves, scoop necks, and a pretty light pink. Nothing too special. Not even that provocative. Except maybe how they're both a little too tight for us. Except maybe how our tits look like they just want to burst free.
Oh God, baby. Please play with my tits.
No, no, no. Let's stuff these fingers right back in your mouth. Like I said, we're going to make him wait. We're going to build the suspense some more. This is all you need to do with him, baby. Make him mad with lust. Drive him nuts with desire. And keep that little cock of his all locked up while you do it. Just look at him. I think we're already off to a good start, don't you agree? What about you, boy? Are we off to a good start? Yeah? Good. Here, let's switch things up a little.
What do you want me to do?
What I want is for you to scoot down a bit toward him. Okay. Yeah, good girl. Just like that. Close, but not too close. Good. Mm-hmm. Now just lie back and spread those legs a little so we can see how you're soaking through those cute little boy shorts. And now I'm gonna straddle your face. Just like this. And face this pervert boyfriend of yours. There's some things I need to say to him. And while I do that, you just be a good girl for me and munch me through my shorts.
Yes, fucking please.
Well then, here you go. Oh, there you go. Oh, there you fucking go. Have you been hungry for that, bestie? Have you been starving all these years for one more taste of my sweet juices? Oh, go ahead. Eat it up. Oh, eat it all up. Oh, that's a good girl. And what about you, boy? How's this working out for you? Two fantasies all rolled up in one? Watching two hot girls just dyke out in front of you and being put in your place at the same time? On your knees? All bound up for our amusement? Your cock locked up and useless? Our sweet little cuckold slave? Oh, I know you probably don't think of it that way. Not yet. But this is how it starts. Wanting to see two girls live out so bad that you're totally willing to let the love of your life get fucked by someone else to make it happen. And you can kid yourself all you want that it's only because she's with a girl and they can do things together that you can't do with her. Oh, but there's so much more you can't do for her. You can't fuck her like I can. And that's not because I'm a woman. It's because you don't have the balls to. Or maybe when you really get shit-faced, you can lose yourself a little and pound her out the way she really wants it. But that's not very healthy for you now, is it? Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I know it's because you love her. Oh, I know it's because you're too gentle and kind. Oh, it's really rather sweet. That's why I'm here to help you. Oh, trust me. By the end of this lease, you're going to be begging me to renew it with you too. Isn't that right, bestie?
Oh my god. Oh, you're going to love it, baby. I'm going to make you so happy. I'm going to treat you like the little bitch you've always wanted to be. In my own way. And she's going to...
That's right. I'm going to help. I'm your new cuck sitter. That's right. It's going to be so much fun. You and me, both working remotely from home, week in and week out. And the love of your life off to the office each day, where she can meet so many new interesting people. Oh, so many new and interesting men. I know you don't think of yourself as a cuck just yet, but, well, just look around. I'm sitting here, grinding your girl's face like she's a fucking Sibian. I'm pinning down these lovely knees of hers so she doesn't close her thighs and cut off this sweet view of how fucking wet this makes her. You know, I chose white shorts for us just so you could see that all the better. Just look at you. You're kneeling there, all stripped naked on the floor, all wrapped up in bondage tape with your little dick in a cage, because that's the only way we'd agree to put on this show for you. And you just fucking left at the chance. Face it. You're a cuckold. And yeah, right now, this is just a lesbian cucking. But, no, it's a real slippery slope, my friend. Okay, you need some air.
I need to get fucked.
Okay. Why don't you talk to your man here while I go step into that harness?
Hey, baby. How are you doing over here? Is this everything you hoped it would be? Huh? Is that a yes? Yeah? Oh, that makes me so happy. Because, well, I have to fess up. You know, my best friend ever? You know, my roommate all through college, who's living with us now in the big city and currently fitting herself with that hot pink strap-on over there. Well, you remember how I told you back when she was looking to move here that she was having trouble finding a place she could afford? Well, that was kind of a lie. She never even looked for one because I invited her to live here. with us right away. That's right. Oh, baby, I did it for you. For us. By then you had already come to me asking if we could start role-playing with me being the dominant one. And, well, I just felt like I was failing you at that. Because I'm more of a sub, too. But then she found a job here, and I had already told her all about the trouble we were having, and, well, I know you pretty well. I know how much you like watching girls go at it. I know how loose those pretty lips get when you have a few drinks in you. I knew it would only be a matter of time before you... Hey, what's that down there?
What's what?
That little saucer on the floor, right under his cage?
Oh, that. Well, before you came in, while you were changing, I put that there as one little last test to see how bad he really wanted this. That's there to catch all the little drips of pre-cum that come leaking out of him while he watches us. And at the end, when it's over, I told him, if you really want this, you have to lick that plate clean for us.
See, baby? I never would have thought of something like that. Oh, baby. My poor sweet baby. Now I kind of hope you bust a nut just from watching us.
Oh, I was hoping the same thing. That's why I stuck my butt plug up inside him. You know, the vibrating one?
The one with the remote?
Uh-huh. Here, would you like to do the honors?
Oh, yes, fucking please. Oh my fucking God. Look at him bounce and twitch. Oh my God.
Oh, feel free to turn it up as we go. Or, you know, play with the patterns a bit. Keep him, well, not on his toes exactly, but you know what I mean. Now, as for you, Missy.
How do you want me?
Just like that. On all fours. Looking your man dead in the eye. I want him to see all the faces that you never make for him.
See, baby? It's like she only speaks dirty talk.
Speaking of that, no more calling him baby. Not now, anyway. In moments like these.
What do you mean?
Here. First, just tuck those knees together so I can pull these shorts down. Now, lift your knees for a moment so I can pull them all the way off. Oh, good girl. Bye-bye, shorts. God, I've missed this ass. I'm sorry, I just have to give it a little lick. Right up the middle.
Oh, God. Baby, I love it when she does that.
What did I just say? No more babies.
Then what do we call him?
In moments like these, when I'm gripping my pretty pink cock and teasing your slit up and down while he watches. We call him what he is. Cucky. New house rules. Within these walls, we only call each other by our roles. I'm roomie to you. You're bestie to me. And he, well, he's just cucky. And when we rip that tape off his mouth, he only calls us ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Please and thank you, ma'am. Understand. Oh, honey. I didn't mean for you to call me ma'am. Oh, but now that you did, that's a new rule, too. In moments like these, when I'm dipping my pretty pink cock deeper and deeper and deeper inside you. Oh, when I'm teasing you open with soft little strokes. You call me ma'am, too. Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And who is he to you?
Cocky.
One more time.
Oh, God, he's my fucking cocky.
That's right. He is. Go on. Talk to your little cocky. Oh, teach him his new name.
Okay. My little fucking cocky. Oh, my sweet little cocky. Oh, I love you so much. I just want to make you happy. Happy and subby and my little cocky.
Good girl. Oh, keep going.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my fucking God. Cookie. Oh, I hope this makes you happy. Oh, this is all I want. Oh, this is all I fucking want. To be your good little slave girl again. Oh, I'm making my fucking cookie. Oh. I'm all hers in your own mind. Not just tonight. Oh, not just tomorrow. All the fucking time. Cookie. Oh, this is our new life.
That's right. It is. Oh, do your house rules, Cookie. I get to fuck the love of your life whenever I want. However I want. Not just tonight. Not just tomorrow. You open this door. You begged us to do this. You don't get to close it now. In that cage. That's how you live now. I got one key. She holds the other. Oh, we'll start slow. I'll keep you locked up a couple of days at a time. Ugh. I'll let you out for a little break. Make sure you're not hurting yourself. Oh, but just at first, we are totally going to work out a way of keeping you caged 24/7.
Oh, fuck yes.
This is what you wanted. To be dominated. And this is how we're gonna do it. We don't need whips. We don't need chains. We don't need rape stands or dog cages. All we need to do is cuck you and cuck you and cuck you. All the fucking time.
And if he's a good boy for us.
I'm sorry, if he's a what for us?
He's a good fucking cocky for us.
There'll be rewards, but that's a long way off yet. First, he has to prove what a good cocky he is. I was a lying cocky. This is a real slippery slope you're on. And I'm going to push you all the way down. You might not think it yet, but someday soon, you're going to beg me to find her a bull.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Hear that? Oh, she wants it. She fucking needs it. Maybe just as a fantasy. Maybe just in her mind. Oh, I'm not saying it's gonna happen, Cookie. I might just be fucking with your head. Oh, but trust me. You and me, home alone, every day. I'm gonna teach you, Cookie. I'm gonna teach you your place. And soon, so very fucking soon, you're gonna learn how much you wanna see a man doing this. How fucking bad you're gonna wish there was a monster cock right in front of your face. A cock teasing those lips. A cock stuffing her mouth.
Please, man. Oh, fuck me blind. Oh, just fuck me.
Oh, is my good girl so close to coming?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, well then, that's enough for now.
What?
I told you. It's all about making him wait. And I'm going to make you both wait. Oh, don't you remember when we were dormies? The hours I'd take building you into such a state. When you'd do any fucking thing I wanted just so you could finally come.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't worry. You know how fun it's going to be. This night is nowhere near over. Oh, fuck. This night might never end. This might last all weekend long. So, come on. Off the bed. Good girl. You just go to the kitchen and rehydrate a bit. I'm going to give Cookie here a little pep talk. And then I'll join you and we'll start prepping you for what comes next. It's going to be... Well, I won't spoil that just yet. So, go on. Scoot.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, as for you, Cookie, let's see. That's a nice little puddle you started there. I bet it's going to be a little bigger by the time we come back. No, I don't want you to cramp up and get a hamstring or anything while you're tied up like this, so I'm just going to take these scissors and free your thighs and calves from each other. There we go. Now, isn't this fun? I wasn't lying before. I do have a soft spot for you. You are my friend. That's why I'm doing this for you. Because it makes you happy. And isn't it kind of hotter being dominated, being humiliated, being degraded by someone who cares for you? But isn't held back by any pesky, lovey-dovey feelings? Mm-hmm. That's right. It is hotter. Now, we're gonna leave you for a bit, and I'm gonna turn the plug in your ass off. Well, maybe just down to its lowest setting. And while you're waiting, I want you to picture this. Right now, in the kitchen, two of my guy friends are waiting for her. Well, she's probably already there by now. I don't know how they're starting off with her, but I told them to take their time to start slow. To make this last all night. And yeah, maybe I'm just fucking with you. Maybe she's alone and just sipping a glass of water. But I bet the more you think about it, the more you're gonna fill that little saucer up with leaky, drippy cum. I guess we'll find out in a bit, won't we?